Stage 1 Bursary Application Guidelines, Audio Version, January 2025. Stage 1's bursary scheme exists to support independent commercial theater producers. Unlike other grants or funding, its primary aim is to help develop you and your commercial producing career, rather than primarily supporting production and project costs. The bursary is a grant awarded to independent theater producers who have proven they are on a clear trajectory of development within the commercial industry. When applying to the bursary, we want you to tell us who you are and what your producing career looks like now, what your commercial producing aspirations are, including the commercial viability of your projects, and at this point in your career, how you will use the money we grant you to help you achieve those aspirations. We define what we mean by a commercial theater producer on our website. The award comprises three parts: a financial award, training and mentoring, and an office space. Number one, financial award. Producers may apply for up to £20,000 to support your development as an independent commercial theater producer. See below for more details on the financial award. Number two, training and mentoring. You will work with the Stage 1 team to find an experienced professional to mentor you during the time you are receiving support from Stage 1. The mentor will be available for consultation and advice. They will also sign off on your monthly report and invoices to Stage 1. Further training through Stage 1 is also provided free of charge on specific topics relevant to your practice. We can support travel and access costs for these training sessions, separate to your bursary award. Number three, office space. A shared office space in London is available for 1 year for bursary recipients to use during office hours. The office is in Bloomsbury Square, London. Clinton's support. We also have been offered in-kind support from the theatre team at Clinton's to provide free legal support to producers who the panel feel are in need of it to get to the next stage. This support is entirely up to the discretion of the panel. Those who are being offered this support will be contacted by Stage 1 team post-interview. More details about the financial award. This is the main part of the bursary award. You can apply for up to £20,000, but note the interview panel may decide to only fund aspects of your application, and awards of the full £20,000 in one go are very rare. In your application, you will be asked to provide a rough breakdown of how you'll spend your grant. This is split into two categories: personal costs and project costs. For personal costs, this should make up the majority of the funds applied for. By personal costs, we mean anything which will support you, such as travel costs, bills, rent or mortgage payments, childcare, access support, etc. Some producers prefer to just categorize this as their day rate. It may be easiest to think of this category as the money which will allow you to produce to the best of your ability. This is the money you will invest in yourself to be able to dedicate more time to commercial theater producing and thus develop your career. For project costs, we recognize some producers will also want to dedicate some money to their project, which by extension will develop their career. The projects you work on during your bursary period should be intended to create live theatre in the UK, which can encompass a variety of related activities, including workshops, tryouts, and R&D activity. Project costs might include rights advances, commissioning fees, writer's options, paying creatives for R&D performances, and company costs. It is imperative that you have the legal right/option to work on the projects you are applying for. If you are unsure whether you have this or not, please do get in touch with the team who can advise. Keep in mind, we can support costs for the rights with a bursary. It just needs to be clear that you have had the conversations and your next step is to put the money forwards for them. Who are we looking for? We want to support those developing their careers as independent commercial theater producers with an ambition to produce commercial work. In this application, we are looking for you to clearly tell us about a summary of your experience in theater producing so far, your key aspirations as an independent theater producer, specifically in the commercial sector, an outline of the commercial plan for your projects, why you are applying for a bursary now, and how it will elevate your commercial theater producing career. and whether you have the legal rights options to work on the projects you are applying for, and if not, what are your plans to obtain them. When shortlisting and interviewing candidates, we use this criteria to guide the progress of your application. You may have projects in the pipeline, and you just need the means to get them off the ground. You might know your projects will begin to flourish if you had more time to dedicate to them, and you need to reduce other work to do this. We are aware that people often fill multiple roles in a production, such as writer, director, actor, etc., alongside producing. But you primarily need to be the producer on the projects you are applying for support for. You may have experience producing small to mid-scale shows in the UK and are looking to scale up. We want to hear from people who are dedicated to becoming independent commercial theatre producers, who can demonstrate their independence as a producer, and who would like to begin or continue a long-term relationship with Stage One. We believe that everyone has the right to see themselves and their stories being represented in theatre. The role of a theatre producer is integral to seeing a range of truthful and authentic stories being told. We are dedicated to supporting those who have faced barriers in their career so far and will prioritize applications from those who are from underrepresented groups in the industry. Eligibility. Applicants must be over 18 years of age. There is no upper age limit to apply to any of Stage One's programs. Applicants must be UK-based and attend for the work to be produced in the UK. Applicants must have the right to work in the UK. What a bursary cannot support. This program is not intended for those who are at the very start of their career. Get in touch with us to discuss our other programs. The fund cannot support projects at their earliest stages. There must be a rights agreement or evidence of the intent to produce with the rights holders. The bursary is not intended to cover the full cost of a workshop, tryout, or production. It is intended to supplement the producer's salary to allow individuals time to work on a project, not intended as a full salary itself. We do not intend the bursary to be your only income. We are not able to support costs associated with London-based office space, as access to our shared office space is included in the bursary award offer. You won't be eligible to apply if you are an established producer with significant experience within the commercial sector. We cannot fund you if you primarily want to work in theatre as an actor, writer, or director. All of Stage One's work is centered around being a commercial theatre producer. Frequently asked questions about the bursary award. What is a commercial theatre producer? Take a look at our website on the page, What is a Theatre Producer? In essence, a theatre producer develops a project for the stage from inception to the delivery of a show in front of an audience. What distinguishes a commercial theatre producer is a producer that delivers that model in a way that can be run as a profitable business. What do you mean by having legal rights or an option agreement for my show? The rights to a play or other intellectual rights in a property in a certain territory over a certain period may be taken out prospectively in advance of a particular theater or dates being confirmed to preclude others from pursuing the same project. Also sometimes required where a producer plans to adapt or develop a show based on copyrighted source material. Keep in mind, we can support costs for the rights with a bursary. It just needs to be clear that you have had the conversations and your next step is to put the money forwards for the rights. Am I at the right stage in my career to apply? Is my project developed enough? The bursary scheme is to support emerging producers. For us, an emerging producer is not yet established in the industry and is relatively early career. They will have some experience producing shows and are looking to build a more experience and contacts within the industry. The bursary scheme is open to any age group. The program also aims to diversify the current field of theatre producers and therefore strongly encourages individuals from underrepresented backgrounds to apply. How long will the bursary support me for? We open bursary applications twice a year, and each application is roughly intended to cover 6 months of the producer's time. This is, however, flexible and intended as a guide. Please note the third aspect of the bursary support, the office space, lasts for 1 year. What happens if I'm successful in getting a bursary? Successful candidates will have an initial meeting with Stage 1 to discuss the logistics of the bursary and answer any questions. We will also start the process of matching you with a mentor. Producers will invoice for funds on a schedule which suits them. Note, we advise that you do not invoice for your funds in one lump sum. With each invoice, you will be required to submit a report form to detail your progress and how the money is being used. This is to be discussed and signed off in conjunction with your mentor, who will also need to approve the payment of each invoice. We don't require receipts, proof of purchase, or a specific financial reporting form. How is the bursary scheme funded? The bursary scheme is generously supported by Theater Development Trust, Walt Disney Company Limited, aka Sea Tickets, Ray Cooney Plays, Nyman Lipson Paul, the McIntosh Foundation, Moore Kingston Smith, the Underwood Trust, Shaftesbury Theatre, Andrew Tregus Associates Limited, the Garrick Trust, Eileen Davidson Productions, Little Star Services Limited, and Tizers Retail Limited. How do top-ups work? Top-ups are subsequent awards which follow your first bursary award. If you have not received the full £20,000 for your initial bursary, you will be eligible to apply for a top-up at a later date. You can apply for a top-up as many times as you like. The total amount you can be awarded is capped at £20,000. For example, Ben applies for and receives £8,000 for his initial bursary award. In subsequent bursary rounds, he's then therefore eligible to apply for up to £12,000. In the next round, he applies for and receives a £7,000 top-up. He then applies again in a further round for a £5,000 top-up. The total money Ben has now received from Stage 1 has now hit £20,000, so he cannot apply for a top-up again. How do I apply? Applications open twice a year, in the spring and autumn. You can apply via our website by signing up to our members area. You'll find the relevant application form here once applications open. We recommend you draft your application in a separate document and input the information when you're ready to submit to avoid losing your work. You will find more details about the application form, including a detailed description of what we look for in an application, below. We welcome you to get in touch if applying via the website form isn't the best format for you. You can also apply via email by submitting a Word doc application form or by video or audio application. We may still ask you to submit a written budget, even if you would like to answer the written questions in an alternative format. Any questions? If you have further questions about your eligibility or how the process works, please do not hesitate to get in touch with the team at inquiries@stage1.uk.com or by calling 0207 557 6737.